What's in the news? Those confusing product dates.
If your food reaches the sell-by date, does that mean you have to throw it away?
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. At the supermarket, a lot of us struggle with those stamped-on dates.
Sometimes I think it's slightly confusing because if you know it's sell-by, but you don't know what it's used by. I would, like, if they would stick to one thing on every product, that would be way easier.
CBS's Jamie Yukis says industry groups who want simplicity say there are about a dozen different date labels out there.
They've announced a joint effort with retailers to adopt a new industry standard of just two labels: best if used by for quality and used by for products that are highly perishable.
Emily Broad-Lieb at Harvard University.
There's always this habit of going to the back of the shelf and taking the milk with a date that's the furthest out. I think this will really help consumers know when does that date matter and when does it not really matter for safety reasons.
One of the groups involved in this is the Grocery Manufacturers Association. Megan Staz is director of sustainability.
We have strong support throughout the industry for this streamlined initiative. And it's an example of the food industry really stepping up and stepping forward to address a consumer challenge.
The new label initiative is voluntary.
We waste about 40% of the food we produce. The single most cost-effective solution is standardizing and clarifying date labels.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaith, CBS News.